This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Democratic-controlled U.S. House of Representatives is moving to impeach President Donald Trump. House Democrats accuse him of enticing or inciting an insurrection after last week's deadly storming of the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. Dozens of Trump supporters have been arrested after the attack. Five people died in the mayhem, including a police officer whose death is being investigated as a homicide. The House Majority Leader says the House could vote Wednesday on the impeachment resolution. Even if Trump has already left office, a Senate impeachment conviction after his term ends could mean he would not hold federal office again. Trump has refused to concede his defeat or congratulate President-elect Joe Biden, but he has acknowledged there will be a new administration come January the 20th. Concerns are growing that the rampage at the U.S. Capitol last week by extremists supporting President Trump may be the start of violent protests across the United States leading up to the inauguration. The FBI said in a bulletin that it has received information about an identified armed group intending to travel to Washington, D.C. on the 16th of January. The FBI says they have warned that if Congress attempts to remove Trump via the 25th Amendment, a huge uprising will occur. While not commenting on these specific threats, other government agencies are taking steps to bolster security. The Department of Homeland Security announcing on Monday it is directing the U.S. Secret Service, normally tasked with presidential security, to start its inauguration security operation this Wednesday, 6 days earlier than planned. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States is taking steps to punish members of a Russian-backed influence operation that sought to interfere with November's election and damage the campaign of President-elect Biden. The Treasury Department on Monday announcing sanctions against seven people and four companies, all connected to a Ukrainian politician previously identified by U.S. officials as a longtime Russian agent. According to a Treasury Department statement, starting in 2019, the Ukrainian politician's led group leveraged U.S. media, including social media platforms and influential persons in the U.S., to spread misleading and unsubstantiated allegations that current and former U.S. officials engaged in corruption in Ukraine. Perhaps the most visible part of the plot involved efforts to feed information to U.S. President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. Monday's action is just the third time the United States has sanctioned individuals under outgoing President Trump's executive order aimed at cracking down on foreign interference in U.S. elections. The Trump administration redesignated Cuba as a state sponsor of terrorism, a move that places new sanctions on Cuba shortly before President-elect Biden takes office and could complicate any efforts by the incoming Biden administration to revive the Obama-era detente with Havana. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the designation, citing Cuba's continued harboring of U.S. fugitives and its refusal to extradite Colombian rebels, as well as its support for Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro. The designation reimposes major restrictions on Cuba, including barring most travel between Cuba and the United States, as well as the transfer of money between the two countries. Well, President-elect Biden got his second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine on Monday, completing his inoculation of the deadly disease. The President-elect, who responded to questions after his inoculation, said that the increasing number of deaths is wrong and we can do a lot to change it. Vaccinations across the United States have been uneven and have not gone according to the Trump administration's plans. Biden's transition team plans to vaccinate as many people as possible with their first shot rather than save the vaccine for second doses. And officials at the World Health Organization said its efforts to investigate the origin of the coronavirus are not about finding somebody to blame, as the agency sends a team of international experts to China this week. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.